All right, joining us in KMBR 680, what a pleasure. My goodness, he's back. And that is one of the all-time greats of Bay Area baseball, and that is Tim Hudson. Nice to see you.
Hey, Mars, nice to see you too, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you back here in the Bay Area. Not simple getting back here to the Bay Area, but you made it back.
Yeah, I'm back. You know, it's been a while since I've been out here, but I'm glad to be back in the Bay Area. We loved it out here, you know, when we was in our Oakland days, and never really thought I'd be back on the West Coast, but obviously, you know, you never know what life's going to bring, and we're looking forward to the opportunity and the chance to come out here and play.
And you had choices this winter, and I know you had the ankle injury last year. You were thinking, well, maybe that's it. I'll go fishing, I'll go to a couple of Auburn football games, and that'll be it. Quite the difference.
Yeah, you know, it's you never know what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, it was a pretty rough injury. I'm not necessarily a young guy anymore, so you never know how I was going to bounce back from it. But, you know, early on in the offseason, a few months after my surgery, I realized that, things were looking up. I looked like I was going to be back healthy and strong again. And about that time, free agency came around. I was excited to see a lot of teams that were really interested in me. It really got me excited about continue to play and getting ready for whatever team I was going to play for. And obviously the Giants were a team that, you know, obviously I enjoyed coming and playing against these guys as an opponent. A great city, great park, in the other dugout, looking across to the other dugout, it seemed like there was always a team that was committed to winning, and I was intrigued by it. Here we are.
Yeah, how about the fans? I mean, you know, and of course, you pitched for the A's against the Giants in those days. And of course, now the Braves come in. You pitched, I've talked to you before, some of those games. What was your take on the fans at AT&T compared to other places you've been?
Well, you know, it seemed like, around 2009, 2010, they really took it to another level. It was always a lot of fun coming here and playing. It was always exciting. The fans were always into it. They were never really rude. You know, as an opponent coming in, they had class, and but they really supported their team. They were exciting. It was something that was really cool. You know, they do a great job here at the stadium. With the atmosphere and the fans just really take that and roll with it and have fun with it. And you can just tell that everybody's having a good time, supporting their team first and foremost. And as a baseball player, you really appreciate that. Coming from your fans.
Well, your wife is Kim, and you got the kids, and you got three kids. You're going to have to introduce them to garlic fries.
Yeah, I'm sure my son, he's almost nine. I'm sure he won't, he won't have a problem with it. He devours anything in front of him. The girls, I'm not quite sure if they're into the garlic thing or not, but I know they'll probably give it a shot. But you know what? I'm excited for them to come out and experience something new. All my kids have ever known is the Atlanta Braves, which is, not necessarily a bad thing. It was great, nine great years there. But I'm excited for them to come here and experience a new culture, a new part of the country, take in some things that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Boy, nice. Tim Hudson with us. All right, the ankle injury, and we're sitting here in spring training, and you've done your pitcher fielding practice. You've had a couple of starts already. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's my ankle's come along pretty good. It's still a little bit of a work in progress with some things, some fielding drills and things of that nature. But I feel like it's bouncing back really well. Every time I go out there and throw, I've been able to test it pretty well. I've got my pitch count up to just over 50 pitches so far. So far so good. It's been 7 or 8 months since my surgery. That's a little bit of a longer time than I'm normally used to taking off. But my body's bouncing back pretty well. Ankle's doing okay. Arms coming along all right. So it's just, I've got a few more weeks to continue to get ready and to be ready for the start of the season, and I feel very encouraged with it.
Yeah. You talked to Buster at all about his ankle injury and how he came back, because I remember him when he came back in 12, and they did it very slowly with him. And when we left spring training, he'd catch once a week, twice a week, nobody knew anything. Maybe they learned a little bit from how well he bounced back, because you've been right out there.
Yeah, there's definitely history there with the organization as far as knowing how to take care of an injury similar to this. And honestly, I think we have almost the exact same kind of injury, same kind of ligament problem, same broken bone and those kinds of things. But, his position is a little more taxing than I am. I pitch once every 5 days, so I have 5 days in between to take care of it and to get it back up under me. He's an everyday player. Not only is he an everyday player, but you know, he's a middle of the order hitter for this team, and you know, they depended on him a lot to produce runs and to take care of the pitching staff. So he's a little more involved in his area. For me, like I said, it's once every 5 days, but you know, I did talk with him. He said there's going to be good days and bad days, and you know, you just have to listen to your body, and if you need to back off some things, do it. But you know, for me, it's you know, I just need to make sure I'm ready to get out there on that mound every fifth day.
Oh, beautiful. Nice to chat with Tim Hudson. We're going to do this a lot during the year. Everyone's very excited about the prospect of you being here, 205 major league wins, and Tim Lincecum, they got you right next to him, and you know, there's a certain excitement about you.
Well, you know, I'm excited to be here. You know, I'll tell you, the fans have been very you know, awesome. You know, whenever I decided to come out here to San Francisco, they were, you know, everybody's been, you know, great to be back to the Bay Area. You know, it is awesome. You know, I'm excited to get to know my new teammates, and that's been going pretty well so far, and a bunch of really great guys on this team, and I'm looking forward to them getting to know me. You know, like I said, you know, next to Timmy in the locker room, and you know, he's been a nice guy. He's been very cool to get to know, and talking pitching, and but you know, all the guys, man, you know, Bumgarner, Kane, I mean, we're all kind of right there in that little corner together, and it's been a good camaraderie so far. I think it's going to even get better though as the season progresses.
Nice to hear that. All right, I always said when I knew you were coming back, I said, all right, let me tell you about this guy. You know, it's 2000. A's have to win the last game of the season. Tim Hudson gets the ball against the Rangers, and Art Howe told me the story. Hudson stands up in the dugout, says, get me one run. Don't worry. You guys get me one run. I'll take care of the rest. You still that same guy?
You know, that was when I was young and had a lot of spunk. You know what? It's you know, I feel like I can go out there and give a team a good chance to win regardless who's in the other dugout. You know, obviously, you know, when you're young and on top, feel like you're on top of your game, you feel like you're invincible. Obviously, I've gotten a lot smarter over the years, and you know, I may not have those young legs under me like I once did, but you know, I still feel like I can go out there and beat anybody in the other dugout. You may not be as dominant as I was when I was younger, but you know, a little more crafty as you get older. But you know what? It's part of the game. You have to go with you know, make some adjustments throughout your career, and I feel like I've been able to do that.
Yeah, just keep the hitters off balance. It's a story of pitching. Keep the ball down. I think that's the key for you as always.
It is. You know, I've always been a guy that's been able to try to keep the ball down and have guys swing at my pitch. You know, obviously now I'm a little more of a pitch to contact guy. I try to get guys out early in the counts and save my pitch count a little bit. But you know what? It's you know, I still feel like I can reach back and get a little extra if I need to, and get a big strikeout if the game calls for it.
Heck. Debut San Diego. We struck out 11 in what, 5 innings or something?
Yeah. You know, it was an interesting game. Yeah, I did. I struck out 11 in 5 innings, but I needed to strike out 11 in 5 innings. I think I walked about 5 or 6 guys that day, so I had guys all over the base. I had traffic all over the bases that game, so I needed those punch outs to keep guys from scoring.
Timmy, great to have you on. It's a pleasure to have you on from spring training, and we'll do this during the year. And when I heard you're coming back, I was really thrilled, and I know a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to a lot more during the year.
Yeah, good. All right, that's Tim Hudson. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.